Exchanging expertise keeps the arts and artists fresh and evolving, and that's what's happening at the UTEP Dance Department. With me are Professor of Dance Myron Howard Nadell, and he's joined by Head of the Dance Department Lisa Smith. Welcome to both of you. It's good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Tell me about what is happening with the faculty exchanges. This is exciting.
About a year ago, I made an arrangement to go on a tour, actually, to the Baltics and to Russia. Mm-hmm. And always when I do one of these tours, I like to stop at dance places where professors that are doing what I do, mm-hmm. pretty much. So I was at the ballet opera, watching a class and talking to the director, and in walks the dean of dance in a new department in the Conservatory of the Arts in mm-hmm. Vilnius, Lithuania. And she invited me over, and we talked and talked and talked, and by George, why don't you come to the United States, and I'll come here. And so I traveled myself in March, and I taught at the conservatory for a week and a half, and I lectured in Kaunas, where she was originally from. And I'll tell you her name. It's Lina Pwadzikati Lanishkena. But the interesting thing is—
I'm glad you said that.
It wasn't easy. but the interesting thing is that she has a degree from North Carolina School of the Arts and from Hollins University in Virginia, is it? Yeah. And I said, well, this is interesting because our new faculty member, Andrea Vasquez, has a degree from Mexico, from a university in Mexico, and a graduate degree from Brockport in the United States. What a great deal. I'll go to Lithuania. Lena would come here. And eventually, Andrea would go maybe to another place, let's say St. Petersburg, Russia, where I was making a contact. Mm-hmm. So this is all up in the air now. But the first step is that I went to Vilnius, and Lena will come here in 3 weeks.
It's so exciting the way these one-on-one conversations, they seem to spark more work of substance in the arts and probably in business in general, just that one-to-one. Now, because I remember so well that incredibly hard-to-pronounce name, I know that she is one of your visiting artists for your summer dance workshops. I had the pleasure of talking with Rebecca
Rivas.
Thank you. Several weeks ago about other things going on here at UTEP, and these workshops sound extremely exciting. Lisa, what can you tell us about them?
Well, they are exciting, Monica, and we really want to take the opportunity to invite the general public, the community dancers, to come too. Sometimes when we do these things on campus, I think people assume it's only for our own students, but it's important to us to bring these kind of artists to the community at large. So we want to let everybody know we still have room for them in both workshops, one with Lena and the other with Andrea Vasquez.
Give me the rundown on the dates and the times.
The dates, let's see, the first one is July 29th through August 2nd. And that's with Lena.
Okay.
It meets 10 to 2 daily, and there'll be an informal performance at the end of the week at 6:30 on Friday night.
Okay. And is that for advanced or intermediate?
Intermediate, advanced. And we're kind of setting the age at about 15 on up. But if there's somebody
okay.
who's really experienced
precocious.
And a bit younger, they mm-hmm. are more than welcome to come and give it a shot.
And what is the price?
The price is $130 per week.
Okay.
And that's a little less than is on the brochure. We're kind of offering a discount here.
Well, it's good.
It's
better to have the energy of a full class, and so that might help. It might make the substantial difference. And then for the second week, August 5th through 9th, tell me about Andrea Vasquez's class.
Oh, Andrea's great. She's our new faculty member, and we are just really loving her, and the students are as well. She has a great background in modern dance, both, as Myron mentioned, from Mexico and also from the department at SUNY Brockport. So she's got a wealth of experience, and she's got a great spirit, and I think anybody in town really would do themselves a favor getting to know her as a dance teacher.
Well, it's interesting that both of these ladies earned their degrees in dance at the State University of New York at Brockport, and the North Carolina School of the Arts. That's such a coincidence.
Yes.
Again, it just gives it that it was meant to be feeling.
Yes.
Now, how do these workshops fit in? There's obviously more to the vision of what can be done with this exchange program.
Well, one of the things I'm hoping is that besides our students having the opportunity to study with people outside of our borders, is to also let them choreograph or ask them to choreograph something for the students.
Yes.
In Lena's case, I saw a production of Vivaldi's Seasons that she did. And there's a solo in there that is just gorgeous, and I think our students are going to do beautifully doing that, and perhaps we can then show that at the workshop and maybe even during the year as well.
You think of classical ballet, which of course is very, very clear in its choreography and just beautiful. It's exquisite. And yet I do love the modern dance, the contemporary things. And every time I go, I realize I thought I knew every way the human body could move, but not. This is a whole new vocabulary of dance has been created by a different choreographer.
And the exposure, I mean, we're sort of isolated out here. So anytime we can have somebody with this kind of experience come from far away, it's just such a great opportunity for our students and the community.
Tell me what it is that you see students gaining from exchanges like this, coming at it from the side of so much experience in the dance world.
I think it's one world now. And the more I travel, the more I see it. And I think the students have to realize that what we do here in El Paso is not unlike what is going on in the rest of the world, especially in dance, our field. For example, I came back from Japan a couple weeks ago. I saw a dance class at the University of the Arts in Osaka. I looked at the kids. I said to them, "You're beautiful." They understood that in English anyway.
That's a good thing to
bowed.
Understand
they,
in any
bowed,
language.
And they looked exactly like my students in when I taught in Lithuania, and they looked just like the students that Lisa and I teach here. Mm-hmm. It's one world, and I think they need to see that.
Have you witnessed dancers going, "Oh, wow," those aha moments?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think another thing Myron has mentioned earlier in reference to this exchange is that ultimately we may be able to send students abroad to study as well. And that's invaluable.
Yes.
Absolutely. The exposure to something different, something a little scary and new. Well, I'm just very excited about what you are doing with the dance department. This is just like opening a window. You're letting in a big, fresh draft of possibilities here.
So.
That's a wonderful way to put it.
it's very, very, very exciting. My guest today, Professor of Dance Myron Howard Nadel and Head of Dance Department here at UTEP, Lisa Smith, talking to us about a very exciting new faculty exchange program that might allow UTEP students to travel the world and it also bring the world to UTEP. So dance students here in El Paso, intermediate through advanced, starting at about age 15 or as young as 13 if you're really precocious, don't miss the UTEP Summer Dance Workshops. They will be at the Fox Fine Arts Complex here on the UTEP campus. The workshops begin in about 3 weeks, July 29th through August 2nd. I won't even attempt to pronounce the name. It's with Lena. I know her well. And the second series or week of workshops is the following week, August 5th through 9th, with Andrea Vasquez. They are from 10 to 2 daily, Monday through Friday, with performances at 6:30 p.m. on those Friday evenings. The cost, $130 for each of the one-week workshops. The number to call is 747-6509, or you can go to UTEP Dance on Facebook to get more of the details. Absolutely worthwhile investment for our talented individuals in the dance world here in El Paso. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thank you.